League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Today, I'm delighted once again to be joined by Mark Routh, the CEO of Prospects Energy. Mark, good day to you.
Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, indeed. For those who aren't familiar with Prospects Energy, can you talk us through what you do and how you make all this money?
Well, we are an energy company. We're AIM-listed on the London Stock Exchange. We have assets that are producing in two nations, onshore in Europe, in Spain and in Italy. We have in northern Italy the Selva Malvezzi production concession, which is producing gas into the grid. We sell our gas into BP Gas Marketing. And in Spain, we have two assets which are producing the Viura field in northern Spain, which is actually currently suspended, we'll come on to that, and the Romeral concessions in southern Spain, where we are producing our gas into our power station and selling the electricity. So we're an energy company.
Great. Okay, and you had some news out yesterday talking about a workover in a well. Can you expand on that a little bit, please?
Yes, the main well that was producing from Viura was completed last December. We farmed into the field Viura in August with a successful acquisition of 7.5% of the company which owns the asset, which translates to 7.24% of the asset itself. So the Viura field has got 90 BCF of proven reserves. It was a great acquisition for us, and it was producing more than 200,000 cubic meters per day up until about mid-April. So middle of this month, the operator, Heyco Energy, detected that there was a leak downhole in the completion tubing. What that means is they have to mobilize the equipment to repair the well, to get it back into production. And that means mobilizing a suitable drilling rig to pull the tubing and do the workover, which means that right now the production is suspended. And so for about 6 weeks, they're going to be mobilizing the equipment, and we hope to get back into production mid-June.
Okay. So what would be the knock-on effects of that then?
Well, the knock-on effect is that we have less production revenue from the Viura field. Mm-hmm. But when it gets back into stable production, the positives to come out of that is that the operator is talking to a syndicate of five banks in order to project finance the future drilling campaign, which means you need to have a stable flow of gas from the field in order to get a debt facility. And there will be a report written, a competent person's report on the reserves, but that work requires the operator also to complete the 3D seismic processing, which it's undergoing at the moment, and the reinterpretation of the field in order to ascertain the reserves on the field. And then when we get back into production, we have a stable flow rate from that, then we can get a debt facility. So the positive there is, hopefully, we don't have to go to the market to fund the development drilling campaign next year. So the drilling has been pushed back from this summer till until next year.
So you touched on the, you know, the positives that you can push back, but are there any other positives we can take from this? Because this sounds like to me like it's a bit of a hiccup, really.
Yeah, it's an operational issue which the highly competent operator is addressing. I've said in the RNS yesterday that the operator is able to access state-of-the-art technology from the USA. Spain and Italy, Spain in particular, doesn't have very much drilling activity going on. So equipment has to be mobilised from quite some distance to get it there. Mm-hmm. The positive is that the operator knows what he's doing. They're supported by a team in the UK from Exxon Resources and from the team in Dallas, Texas, where they've got state-of-the-art technology for the oil and gas industry.
Great. So what's the end story here then, Mark?
Oh, what, for Viura?
Yeah.
Well, the end story is that we'll be producing from the well, which was successful, which was drilled last December, and two further wells on the field, which will boost the production. So we could be up to the capacity of the Viura plant, which can actually export up to 1 million standard cubic metres per day. We got up to 300,000 briefly on test last December on that first well. But furthermore, the well that was drilled in December discovered gas in a hitherto undrilled horizon called Utrillas P, that's the name of the reservoir, beneath the existing gas field. So there's actually more gas to come from this field in the future. So I'm very pleased we've made the acquisition, which has grown the company, which is my mission, to grow this company to be a bigger one.
Indeed, indeed. I suppose Spain is very much in the news when it comes to energy, especially in the last few days where they've had this huge power outage. Can you give some more colour on that and how that may help or boost your operations are?
Well, indeed. Hopefully it will help, because the power outage, ostensibly in the press, it's been quoted that it has been caused by the over-reliance by Spain on the renewables energy industry. I mean, solar panels create DC and the grid works on AC. And the frequency of the AC in the grid has to be maintained within 0.1 of a hertz. Mm. And if it goes below that, all the relays trip out, which is what caused the power outage. So what you need is some reliable source of energy which doesn't switch off when the wind stops blowing and when the sun doesn't shine. And in southern Spain, there's a lot of sun, not like in the UK where there's very little sun.
Yeah.
But in southern Spain, there's a lot of sun, there's a lot of solar power there. So the positive to come out of this is that Prospects has just completed on the acquisition of 100% of Tarba Energía, which is the company which owns our assets in southern Spain. So we're now in control of that. And the Romeral concessions, Romeral 123, where we have 5 wells in the permitting process. That permitting process started some 2.5 years ago. It's now with the ministry in the final stages of the permitting process with the statutory consultees, from which there have been no environmental objections on those wells. So if we can get those wells drilled, then we can actually assist in Spain's energy security in a small way, but in a significant way, to help prevent these power outages that could come, which we might see across Europe, and especially in the UK. I think we are over-relying on renewables. So to be blunt, I'm frankly quite pleased I'm not active in the UK with the current regime.
You mentioned the 100% acquisition of Tarba. Can you give us a little bit more colour on that, please?
Yes, well, the co-owner of Tarba Energy was Warrego Energy, a company with whom I've worked before, and they introduced me to Prospects in the first place. I used to be a non-exec director of Warrego Energy and was deeply interested in the Spanish assets that they acquired when they did the reverse takeover back in 2019. So that's how I knew about Prospects. I was asked to join the Prospects team, which I did in July 21. And since then, I've been trying to grow the company. And so part of the whole process was actually, can we get all of the Romeral assets and buy them from Warrego, We did that last month, and we're very pleased to have completed on that acquisition. It's actually this month. It's still April. It was the 15th of April. We completed on the acquisition of 100% of Tala. That gives us control, so we can now determine when we're going to refurbish the engines, when we get, and hopefully when we're going to drill the wells, when we get the permits. But also, we've got the Helios photovoltaic project adjacent to the plant, which we can look at funding as well. So it's actually nice, a nice place to be in control of the asset, in my mission to grow this company Prospects into a bigger energy company.
Right. So I'm taking from what you're saying, then, the investment proposition hasn't changed at all for investors. It's just a hiccup, as we say.
For the workover, yes, it's a hiccup.
Yeah.
There is going to be optimization of the funding for the program in Viura. And like I say, in southern Spain, we're in control, and hopefully the permits are going to come more quickly. I should mention, in northern Italy, we've got 4 wells in the permitting process there. That's all going well. We've got 3D seismic acquisition happening on the concession in order to optimise the subsurface locations of those wells. And last but not least, we have applications for 2 onshore licences in Poland, which are going through with the Polish ministry. And we hope to get that publicly gazetted in the summer, sometime June, July, when the ministry then publishes what we have applied for, and then it's open acreage and anyone else can bid for it. We've been working on those applications for some 18 months, so I don't think anyone else will be as prepared as we are.
Great. Well, Mark, thank you so much. This has been fascinating talking to you again, and look forward to the next update.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.